What's up, homies? It's Maddie here at home, of course, with Homebody Fitness, your go-to guide for gymless programming. On today's episode of Homebody Fitness, we're going to be talking about having a good foundation. Now, foundation is oftentimes the simplest but most important aspect in many instances. Fitness is no different. And when it comes to staying fit, the most important thing is we realize this is a lifelong journey. It's more about the consistency than the intensity. And while the gym may provide us with the most intense workouts, you know, due to the number of machines and all the different variations you can do and all the different cardio equipment, we can still maintain a good consistent routine even while quarantined. With all 50 states participating in some sort of stay-at-home order, the gym is closed. But summer is coming in hot, and that means everyone is trying to get swimsuit ready. As soon as that lockdown is lifted, we all want to be able to rush into public, looking our best, seeing our friends. And I know summertime fine is a great motivator for physical fitness, but I think it's important that we focus more on the way we feel and how we're doing mentally versus just the way we look. Now, my routine is off due to the gym cancellations for sure. And this has probably been my biggest struggle when it comes to the lockdowns and the quarantines and the stay-at-home orders. I am a creature of habit. And, you know, getting to leave my house and lock into the gym for an hour or so has been a constant in my life for as long as I can remember. I was an athlete growing up. I've been a college athlete. I've worked in different gyms. I've been a volleyball coach. You know, just spending my time always around different sort of gyms, whether that be a cheer gym while I was cheering in college, or a volleyball gym, a basketball gym, or just the regular, you know, a fitness-based gym, I have always been able to get myself away from everyone, get myself away from my work or my homework, and, you know, even the days that I dread it with everything in me, it's what keeps me sane almost always. For this to be taken away, you know, it's left me just at a loss. It's funny too because, you know, sometimes, like I said, it's the thing I dread the most in the day. But it is also, once I'm finished, it is the thing that makes me feel the most proud each day, is being able to go in there and push myself physically. And it's demanding, but it's a great feeling whenever you have accomplished that. And it's been a lot harder to control what I eat because I'm at home all day. I can't escape, you know, to the gym or to an office or to the library. And I've just been hired at a full-time job, so I have that added stress. And I'm trying to complete my last semester of graduate school, all while stuck at the house, all with a lack of resources. And it's had me feeling mentally drained. So I had to focus a lot more energy on attempting to keep up with my exercise programming, because I can't just pop into the gym twice a day and log an hour on the Stairmaster, and, you know, even if it's pouring down rain or 10 o'clock at night or, you know, dark outside. I've had to strategically carve out a time in my day before the sun sets if I'm going to get outside and get a workout in. You know, and like I mentioned earlier, the good thing is summer is coming in hot. And with summer approaching, the weather is warming up. It's staying light outside for a lot longer. You know, it's light till almost 8:15 p.m. And so we have plenty of hours in the day to go ahead and get outside and get some fresh air and get that workout in. And while we're taking lockdown and mental health into consideration for this episode, I want you to go ahead and consider cardiac health as a base level for your fitness. And, you know, the easiest and most accessible form of exercise is going to be to just get outside and hit the pavement for a nice little jog, work up a sweat, you know, just run for a little bit. But some of you are going to say, you know, I hate running. And I'm here to say that is A-okay, because you're going to burn roughly 100 calories running 1 mile. The cool thing is, you'll burn about the same amount of calories walking a mile. It might take you almost twice as long, but distance covered is still distance covered. So I am here to tell you that your baseline fitness can be walking, getting outside, getting some fresh air, going for a walk, or going for a run. Now, If running and running and running just doesn't sound like your thing, I would like you to consider interval training. This is going to elevate and reduce your heart rate over and over and cause a great amount of calorie burn while influencing your cardiac health. Some great options I'd like to leave you with are going to be, first, the 2-to-1 ratio. So with this, you're going to run for 2 minutes and walk for 1 minute. You're going to use that recovery 1 minute to let your heart rate settle down. You're going to take a breath. You might want to change your music if you're listening to music. You might want to check social media or even, you know, text a friend back. Give yourself 1 minute to recover. Then you're going to jog for 2 minutes and you're going to complete this until you've had your desired distance or your desired length. Another ratio, you know, even simpler, is going to be the 1-to-1 ratio. So with that, as simple as it sounds, is as simple as it is. You're going to run for 1 minute and then walk for 1 minute, you know, and just repeat as desired. I would also like to introduce one of my personal favorites, which is the 5-minute ladder challenge. So with the 5-minute ladder challenge, I do it two different ways. The first one is going to be a 5-minute countdown that is a 5-minute run with a 1-minute walk, a 4-minute run with a 1-minute walk, a 3-minute run with a 1-minute walk, a 2-minute run with a 1-minute walk, and then a 1-minute run and a 1-minute walk. Now, we can even divide that 5-minute ladder up into an even smaller increment, and it's going to be only a 5-minute ladder, but this ladder can be repeated as many times as necessary. So you would walk for 1 minute and run for 1 minute. Then you're going to walk for 45 seconds and run for 45 seconds. Then you're going to run for 30 and walk for 30, run for 15 and walk for 15. You know, and you can start with running or walking. It doesn't matter. Vary it. The only thing is that you're completing that ladder and you're doing both times just in relation to each other. You can also do it with distances. So say you run for 0.5 mile and then walk for 0.1 of a mile, and then you're just going to count down like you do with the other ones. You go 0.4, recover, 0.3, recover, 0.2, recover, 1, recover. And so those are just some really good ratios and ladders that kind of spice things up, you know, keep you from getting bored from just logging miles and logging miles and logging miles. And, you know, some great tools for cardio besides just a road or, you know, the outdoors just to run is going to be an outdoor track or a football stadium. Those are also great for tracking your distance or, you know, providing a safe place to work out, because sometimes the road can be kind of dangerous with everyone on their phones driving around, or say it gets dark earlier than you expected. So I want to talk a little bit about fitness trackers on your phone. And so if you have an iPhone, you actually have an automatic fitness tracker, so you can check your daily steps. And your daily activity is going to tell you your mileage completed, your steps completed. Just a good baseline is going to be 10,000 steps. And so that's kind of, and it's kind of fun. Gives you a goal, make it a game. But I like to supplement with the Nike Running Club app. Now, this is in no way an ad. This is just my favorite one. It gives you all kinds of programs to follow. My favorite is just the quick start option, or the distance option. So with quick start, I'm just going to press go and the app's going to log my mileage. It's going to alert me at each completed mile with a distance and a split time. Really good whenever I just want to get out and run and I don't really know how far I want to go, or I want to walk some and run some and I don't really want to worry about just a designated time, and I'm not trying to really hit any numbers, just kind of a stress-free get outside, kind of clear my head running. But the distance option, maybe I'm pressed for time, or maybe, you know, I've just got a goal in my head that I really want to run, you know, X amount of miles that day. I'm going to go ahead and plug in the amount of miles that I want to run, or the certain distance that I want to run. and it's going to let me know when I'm halfway done. It's going to let me know when what my pace is. It's going to let me know whenever I have 1 mile left, or it's going to count down for me and give me an alert each time. So that's really cool. Whenever I'm looking for some tools that I would like to learn, and some things that I would like to use. Now I'd like to go ahead, and this is probably, some of you are like, oh my gosh, cardio, I can't stand cardio. So this part is for you. Moving on from cardio and into the strength-based foundation, we're going to talk about all bodyweight exercises, which is perfect because at home, you might not have any exercise equipment. Maintaining and building strength is super important for a healthy lifestyle. The more muscle mass you have, the more calories you burn at rest. And, you know, my favorite part is that the lower body fat percentage you have, the more food you can eat. And, you know, if that's not everyone's favorite part, then, you know, I'm not even sure what to say about that. We all love the snacks. I sure have been snacking a lot more in quarantine. And, you know, as much as I need to stop, I might, you know, eat an extra 100 calories and just say, you know what, I'm going to do some extra push-ups, or I'm going to run an extra mile. But anyway, I'd like to move on and start talking about the body weight exercises that are going to ensure that you are maintaining strength throughout this time without the gym. So first, I even mentioned it earlier, we're going to talk about the basic push-up. Now, push-ups are so amazing because they hit your upper body and your core. Push-ups should be part of everyone's home programming. Lunges and bodyweight squats are both amazing for the legs. You know, a good core helps you out overall, and the stronger your core is, the better you're going to be at all exercises, from push-ups to running sprints, running a marathon. Some core exercise strength options are going to be sit-ups, planks, and reverse crunches. Now, some of us might not know what a reverse crunch is, so it's going to be the same movement as a crunch, just backwards. So think about starting at that finish crunch position and lowering your body to the floor in a controlled manner and then bringing it back up. So that's your reverse crunch. A few staple body weight exercises also include jumping jacks, jump rope, which, if you don't have a jump rope, you can just mimic the motion without a rope and do bunny hops. And I know sometimes this may feel kind of silly, but it really works your calves. And calves, I know, are usually neglected. And so, I just want to talk about a few options of number programming and some ways I like to dictate my body weight exercises are going to be either in rounds of 3 rounds of 10 or 5 rounds of 4, or you know, I'm a big fan of ladders, like I talked about that 5-4-3-2-1 ladder. Sometimes I like to do it in usually in sets starting at the number 10 or 25 whenever I am doing strength. I also like to do 4 sets of 25 to get that 100 number marked off. So I know I could go on and on, but this first episode is supposed to be super simple, and so my challenge for you is to set a designated amount of time this week, anywhere, you know, from 10 minutes to an hour, that you're going to choose to move your body in a familiar but challenging way. I promise you're going to feel better after each individual workout, and, you know, the goal for maintaining your fitness at this time is health over aesthetics. So choose an exercise that you enjoy. And now, it's really good to vary things, but if you choose an exercise that you enjoy, it's going to keep you coming back. And so it's going to instill that great foundation and keep your hormones regulated, because you're going to be happy. So you're going to fire up that serotonin, and you're also going to be have less of that stress hormone, and it's going to keep your muscles fired up. So that's it for today, but I hope that you are ready to get moving, and I hope that everyone is staying safe. Signing off. Bye.